Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, Place Your Trust in the Lord. Psalm 31, verse 24, a short verse but full of meaning. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Our hope should be in the Lord. We can trust Him. You know, there are those around us that will fail us. They'll promise one thing, but fail to come through with their promises. The Lord is faithful. We can always trust in Him. We might not be able to see the end of our faith or the result of our faith, but we can trust in Him. I think of those that have gone through the valley of the shadow of death, and I have gone through that with my loved ones several times. I've stood at the bedside of those that were so precious to me, so close to me, and have often wished that I could be there, until I realized that sometimes it's harder to stay without them. And I wish that I could take the pain away from those that are going through times of difficulty. But then I realized that the Lord gives strength for the time that we need it. I cannot be God for other people. I cannot be their Lord. I cannot be their Savior. Only the Lord can do that. And I can demonstrate the power and the strength of the Lord by the way I live and by the way I trust. And if I am completely hopeless in the face of the loss of loved ones, it's really not a great testimony to those that are going through difficult times themselves. I place my trust in the Lord because He is worthy of our trust. He says, place your trust in me, and I will lead you through that valley of the shadow of death. Maybe you're going through that difficult time right now. You might have received word from the doctor that you have an incurable disease. Well, you know, as a matter of fact, we all have an incurable disease. Someone has wisely and brilliantly said that the rate of death is 100% unless the Lord comes and raptures the church beforehand. We all have death in our future. Those that have placed our trust in the Lord have already entered into the second death. We have trusted in the Lord, and when we say farewell to the things of this world, we have already entered into life everlasting. And that's why we can be of good courage. That's why we can strengthen the heart that is going through the valley of hopelessness, because we look beyond and we see what lies ahead for us. What a day of rejoicing that's going to be. As we place our trust in the Lord, we have the confidence that we need never fear. We need never worry. We need never be discouraged. The greatest days lie ahead for the believer when we place our trust in the Lord. If there's anything that you can grasp from this little message that I'm giving you, is this: place your trust in the Lord. Do not trust government with your eternal salvation. Don't trust your family with eternal salvation. Don't place your trust in the closest person to you for eternal salvation. There is only one person that we can trust, and that is in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done to provide for us eternal life through His blood. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can put our trust in You. We can take our hands off of the things of the future and say, I do not know what lies ahead, but I know who is in control of what lies ahead. I pray for all who listen to this message that they might be encouraged in the Lord to trust fully in you who know everything and love us in spite of it. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us our sins and for giving us eternal life. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings to our hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.